bird. It's a plane. It's Alexa. Wait, no, it's Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and actually, yes, we are talking about Alexa this week. How you can get this here podcast set up on your Alexa device, and how you can start designing with the AccuEdge development kit for Amazon Alexa voice service. So first, the cool stuff. Designing with Alexa. Let me bring in Shahane Sagadi from Microsemi. Shahane is bringing us the goods on that AccuEdge development kit for Amazon Alexa voice service. And I'm excited. Can you tell? Okay, let's go. Hi, Shahane. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, good afternoon.
So first off, Shahane, tell my audience a little bit about Microsemi. Now, I know what you guys are all about, but maybe some people out there don't.
Well, great. First of all, thanks for the opportunity. As you said, you know well about Microsemi, but let me give a little bit of a background. Microsemi is a very profitable, very well-diversified, publicly traded semiconductor IC company. And predominantly, we service four specific verticals. These are aerospace and defense, communications, data center, and industrial. So you can pretty much see that within the semiconductor IC company, if we service those verticals, we pretty much have solutions across the board.
So you guys just launched the AccuEdge development kit for Amazon Alexa voice service. Now, I absolutely love my Alexa device. So what's all included in this kit? And what kind of designs and markets are you looking at for this kit?
Oh, well, thanks for your enthusiasm about the Amazon Alexa. I have a couple of these myself, and it's definitely very cool. I even use mine to do homework with my 11-year-old son, so it definitely comes in handy. What we're really seeing is a very well reception across the board since we launched this product last week. Our goal with the kit was to enable our customers with well-validated and tested platform so that they can quickly evaluate, test, and prototype their specific products. And their specific products can vary the gamut, basically anywhere from smart speakers to personal assistances. So this solution is really to enable them to achieve this task. We've created the kit to function as close to a turnkey solution as possible. Within the kit, it comes with our development board, which has our Timberwolf audio DSP, and it runs our AccuEdge software IP on it. There are a number of different mic configurations on the board so that the end customer can basically configure and use it depending on their form factor and the end application that they want. So it's pretty user-friendly. And it also comes with a pillar stand. We specifically included this pillar stand so that they can actually see their end product and the form factor that they're going to build. And it actually houses our eval board that connects directly to a Raspberry Pi via a connector, so no wires or anything needed. And then there is also a placement on the bottom of the pillar that the speaker can sit. So very quickly, a customer can actually start testing it as it would be in their end application. What we provide is the Timberwolf eval board and a pillar. So all of this, along with the documentations and everything they get from us, what they need to provide themselves is the Raspberry Pi board, which in this day and age, we pretty much assume all engineers have at least one or two in their desk. Heck, my 11-year-old son is even playing with one right now for several programs of the school. So we think those are reasonably easy to acquire. And of course, the speaker is just a powered speaker. We do recommend one in the kit of which one they can use, but for the most part, they can use anything that they have. Now, you also asked about the end markets or where we think this is going to be used for the most part. Well, we think really the overall communication market has a huge demand for this, but definitely in the industrial IoT market, we're also seeing a huge migration to these types of solutions. What really is the key is moving more towards an audio command base. So historically, we've always been used to keyboard and mouse to interface to devices, but definitely voice command is becoming a de facto. And as you said yourself, the Amazon Alexa solution is so well received and works so well that people are starting to envision this working across multiple different types of applications. So clearly, this is one segment that we see growing, and it clearly fits within those market verticals that I mentioned that Microsemi already plays in.
Okay, so let's take a look at your Timberwolf DSP solution, which is at the center of this new development kit. So what does Timberwolf have that other DSP solutions do not? And what does Timberwolf really buy me as an engineer?
As you may already know, we talked briefly about what solution we have and what we're providing in the communication space. Well, Timberwolf is the third generation DSP from Microsemi. What we've done that differentiates it is we've made the hardware architecture to match our AccuEdge software IP. So the two go hand in hand very efficiently. And not only the DSP itself is matched for our IP, but also from a silicon point of view, it's developed in 55 nanometer process technology, which we believe is the ideal process node for these types of audio products because it scales the digital components and the DSP very nicely to give us the optimal speed at the optimal cost point. But it also works well with the analog peripherals that are inside of the device. Now, what makes our solution special is we've actually integrated three specific hardware accelerator blocks inside of our device. And this hardware accelerator block is what runs our LMS FIR filters, which enables the acoustic echo cancellation engine to work so efficiently. And that's what we have where others don't have. The others either run their acoustic echo canceller on the DSP itself or use different means. Our solution is really hardware-based, which makes it extremely efficient and extremely well. This technology also enables our two-way audio capability as well as bargain, which is the key features that are needed for these types of applications. And we're seeing our customers really accept these features that go hand in hand very well. Additionally, one thing that I didn't mention about the DSP is it does run on 300 megahertz. It's a 4-MAC engine, so it has really the right amount of MIPS and the right amount of memory to run all of the other algorithms that we need, such as noise reduction, both for stationary and non-stationary, as well as beamforming, and of course, other IP that we have that further enhances the performance, such as picking up signals from distance.
Okay, Shaheen, fine print time. How much does your AccuEdge development kit cost, and where can my audience get their hands on one?
The kit is $299, and they can really source it from our lead distributors, which are Aero and Future. The links for where to buy the kit can be found on our website, as well as if they go to directly to the Aero or Future websites, they have a dedicated page for this product and for this kit, and they can just order it from the site. And we have made sure that they're well stocked and they have these ready to ship.
Excellent. Well, I think I'll go buy mine right now. Oh, thank you so much for joining me, Shaheen. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, thank you for having me. I was glad that I had this time.
Now, if you are in love with Alexa as much as I am, you will be happy to know that you can now listen to Podbean podcasts, including this one, on Alexa. All you have to do is search for Podbean in the Alexa app, and then enable the skill Podbean Podcast Player. And then you can just say, hey, Alexa, ask Podbean to play the podcast Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, and bam, it's there. And these podcasts can be played with or without a linked Podbean account. Super cool. If you want more information about Alexa and the mighty world of Podbean podcasts, I've included a link below the player on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. Let's get back to that board-based design you were working on. Maybe it's an M2M design with a certain voice service. Well, we all know that some signals just weren't meant to go through your PCB. They need to jump on the freeway and get where they're going with no funny business. Thank you very much. In a brand new episode of Chalk Talk entitled Flyover, Not Just for Superheroes, Samtech TwinX Flyover Solutions, I sit down with Matthew Burns of Samtech about bringing the power of flyovers to your next board-based design. You can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by heading on over to YouTube, keyword EE Journal. You can also click the link below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com, or you can check out the Chalk Talk section on eejournal.com. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, keyword EE Journal. It is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, see you at DAC in just a couple weeks, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of June 9th, 2017, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.